Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are going to learn the different types of cryptocurrency. In chapter 5, we understood what are cryptocurrencies, the technology behind it. In this chapter, we are going to understand about the leading cryptocurrencies. So students will be aware about what are the different types of cryptocurrencies, where are they available, and more details about it. So this chapter will help you understand the different types of cryptocurrencies existing in the global markets and the role of fintech to drive the cryptocurrencies. In this chapter, you will learn about a basic introduction on different types of cryptocurrencies. And the first cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, followed by Ethereum, Litecoin, Ripple, Dogecoin, Cardano, Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, USD Coin, Ethernet Computer, and then we'll also go through a list of expensive and cheaper cryptocurrencies. So friends, in this chapter, we are going to understand unique features and characteristics of different types of cryptocurrencies. We'll start with Bitcoin, which was first launched in 2009, the first and the most well-known currency. Cryptocurrency, and subsequently learn about Ethereum, launched in 2015, Litecoin, created in 2011, Ripple XRP, developed by Ripple Lab in 2012, and the Dogecoin, created in 2013. We'll also learn about the Cardano, Binance Coin, XRP, Solana, Polkadot, USD Coin, and the Ethernet Computer, which are also considered as popular cryptocurrency across the globe. So let's start with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the first cryptocurrency created in 2009 by an unknown individual or group using the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. It is a decentralized currency, meaning that any government or financial institution does not control it and operates using a peer-to-peer network. Bitcoin is based on the blockchain technology, a public ledger that records all the Bitcoin transactions. Bitcoin can be bought and sold on cryptocurrency exchanges and used to purchase goods as well as services from merchants who accept Bitcoin as a payment. Transactions can be made using Bitcoin from anywhere in the world, and the transaction fees are typically much lower than those associated with the traditional banking methods. The mining process for creating new Bitcoins, we have already discussed this in the previous chapter, but let's go through this once more. Mining process is done with the help of powerful computers. Miners must solve a complex mathematical problem known as the hash function. The problem solving results in the verification and validation of a transaction and the creation of a new block. This transaction, which meets certain criteria, is only added to the blockchain through the new block. Miners are rewarded with new Bitcoins for solving a complex mathematical problem. How do Bitcoin transactions work? Bitcoin transactions transfer ownership of Bitcoins from the sender to the receiver. Such trades are recorded on a decentralized public blockchain network. Once a transaction is confirmed and added to the blockchain, it cannot be reversed. The transaction fees depend on the priority given to the trade and the network congestion. Now let's look at the Bitcoin development tools and programming languages. The first, Bitcoin Core. Bitcoin Core is written in C++ and is open source software. It helps the developer to connect to the Bitcoin network and identify the blocks that contain the valid transactions. We also have the Bitcoin.js. Bitcoin.js uses a JavaScript library to generate the Bitcoin address, create and sign transactions, and work with the blockchain. We have a Bitcore. Bitcore uses a JavaScript again to provide the wide range of functionalities such as on-chain scalability, transaction building and signing, and blockchain querying. Three more development tools, BlockCipher, Python, Bitcoin tools, and Solidity are there. BlockCipher provides web APIs for transaction broadcasting, address generation, and integrating blockchain into the applications. The Python Bitcoin tools uses a Python library for Bitcoin keys creation and transaction building, whereas Solidity is used to create the smart contracts between the buyer and the seller and implement business logic. What are the advantages of Bitcoin? Various advantages are there. The first, visibility, transparency, accountability, security, and immutability of transactions. Second, explored by various industries such as finance, healthcare, and supply chain management. Third, there is no control by any government, financial institution, or central authority, and hence immune to government policies and inflationary pressures. privacy of financial information retained in the blockchain, anonymity is retained without disclosure of personal information. There are low transaction fees in comparison to banking fees, that is traditional, and hence cost effective for payments and remittances. Faster transaction and settlement in comparison to the traditional banking. Transactions are secure due to cryptography usage, increased efficiency in receiving the instant payments to business, significant attention and interest by the society, promotes financial inclusion and economic empowerment, and social and ethical implications are also there. Like advantages, there are also certain disadvantages of using Bitcoin, like Bitcoins are highly volatile and subject to rapid price fluctuations. This really makes it a risky investment. It's not yet readily, widely accepted by merchants and countries, and hence limits its usage. If wrong address are fed, the money is lost as the transactions cannot be reversed. There is a difficulty for non-technical users as mining in Bitcoins requires intensive technical knowledge, and the risk of theft or hacking from the exchange and wallet could always be there. Bitcoin markets and its trends. The Bitcoin market has gained more significant popularity, adoption and growth than other cryptocurrencies, but it is highly volatile with frequent price fluctuations. Investors have to face regulatory uncertainty, security risk if they don't have enough preparation, dangers of market manipulation, and threats of frauds and cyber attacks while investing in the Bitcoins. With increased adoption of Bitcoin and its acceptance as a legal tender by some countries, many new financial investors, corporations, and retail investors are entering the Bitcoin market. New technologies and applications such as a decentralized finance platforms, non-fungible tokens, and smart contract platforms are also being built on top of the Bitcoin blockchain to expand the use cases and applications of the Bitcoin. Registered users can do three main things: purchase and sell Bitcoins, send and receive Bitcoins, as well as use the Bitcoins for purchasing. The next immediate question comes, how to buy Bitcoins? One can buy Bitcoins at the prevailing rate of the Bitcoin on the exchange or from a seller at an agreed price. The price is calculated based on the Bitcoin to USD exchange rate, market fluctuations, and the demand or supply of Bitcoin. After the completion of the order, the account will be updated. Next important question, how to sell the Bitcoin? One can sell Bitcoin at the prevailing rate of Bitcoin on the exchange or at a price agreed between the buyer. The buying price is generally more than the selling price. The order will be executed against an existing order matching the price. And after the completion of the order, the account will get updated. What are the different Bitcoin wallets in the world? Ledger, Nano S, Trezor, Electrum, the Mycelium, Exodus, Green Address, Samurai Wallet, Coinbase Wallet, BitGo, Trust Wallet are the different Bitcoin wallets in the world. What are the Bitcoin ATMs in the world? CoinFlip, Bitcoin Depot, Bitnova, CoinSource, CoinCloud, Bitcoin of America, Ethena Bitcoin, Liberty OX, Varex US, and Bitstamp are the different Bitcoin ATMs in the world. What are the transaction fees in the Bitcoin network? Transaction fees are meant to reward the miners for competing in the network to solve the complex mathematical problems at a great speed. Users can send the transaction fees along with the Bitcoin transactions. Miners may demand higher fees to prioritize the transactions. The size of a transaction fee depends on the amount of data and the demand for the block space on the network. A lower fee or a network congestion can delay validation of the transaction. Miners can get rewarded in the form of transaction fees and new coins for quickly solving a complex mathematical problem. Now let's look at the investing strategies. The number one, buying and holding, which we already seen in the previous chapter. Let's see it once again. Buying and holding can be a good long-term investment strategy for reaping benefits from the Bitcoin's growth. Investors believe in the rise of Bitcoin prices due to an increase in popularity and acceptance. It requires patience and holding capacity till the Bitcoin reaches the desired price. In case of day trading is a short-term investment strategy in which the buying and selling happens over a period of hours and even minutes. profit is booked due to the price fluctuation, but it can be very risky in a volatile market. After seeing the investment strategies, let's look at the risk associated with investing in Bitcoin. The number one risk comes in the form of volatility with rapid price fluctuations. Investors should be capable and prepared to handle the large swings in the value. Less protection for investors in the event of fraud and illegal activities due to the lack of regulations and uncertainty in acceptance as a legal change by all the countries. Vulnerable to cyber attacks can wipe out cryptocurrency balances at exchanges and even in the wallets if there are no adequate preparations. Lesser adoption does not provide stability, and hence investors may have to face periodic crashes in the Bitcoin markets. The technical issues may hamper or undermine the integrity and stability of the network. The loss of private keys can result in the stealing of coins from the exchange and the wallets. So what should be the security measures to cover the risk? Number one security measure is safekeeping of private keys. It ensures control of the coins and the funds. Hardware wallets are safer to store private keys as they are not connected directly to the internet, and the user requires a strong password and two authentication to access the keys. A cryptocurrency account and wallet should be opened with reputable Bitcoin exchange and wallets. Users should always track the record of cryptocurrency transactions and the security and reliability of exchanges and wallets. Bitcoin software and associated apps should be up to date with the latest security patches. Never click on suspicious link or give out your private information to anyone, and safeguard against the phishing attacks. A virtual private network can be used to access the Bitcoin accounts online and ensure end-to-end encryption of data and connection. Diversify your investment across multiple cryptocurrencies and never invest your entire funds into only one cryptocurrency to reduce the risk due to the failure of any exchange or cryptocurrency. Now let's look at the Bitcoin regulations. Bitcoin regulations are not the same in all the countries. Some governments have provided a status of legal tender to Bitcoin, while others have outrightly banned it. However, the regulatory framework for Bitcoin and other currencies is still evolving in many countries. In the future, more regulations are expected to streamline the Bitcoin market and safeguard the interests of investors from volatility and cyber attacks. What are the challenges and obstacles to the widespread adoption of Bitcoin? Cryptocurrency literacy is not up to the mark, hence many people don't understand what Bitcoin is or how it works. The big gap in Bitcoin awareness is creating mistrust and skepticism, which further leads to lesser mainstream acceptance and adoption. The rapid price fluctuation in a volatile market makes it difficult to make the right investment decisions by a Bitcoin investor. There is no way to get back the Bitcoins lost due to the loss of private key. Bitcoins are also vulnerable to cyber attacks. Bitcoins are not widely accepted, and hence their growth is limited. Bitcoin network may get congested due to the limited capacity to process transactions. It can lead to slower transaction times and higher fees. Bitcoin mining can impact the environment as it consumes a significant amount of energy. So having seen many things about the Bitcoin, the first cryptocurrency in the world, now let's look at Ethereum. Now let's look at more details about Ethereum. Vitalik Buterin is the co-creator of Ethereum. The other co-creators are Gavin Wood, Charles Hoskinson, Anthony DeLorio, and Joseph Lubin. Ethereum was conceived in 2013 by Vitalik Buterin by publishing a white paper outlining the basic concepts behind Ethereum. Its development work began in 2014, and Ethereum decentralized blockchain was put into use in 2015. Ethereum is a blockchain-based decentralized platform and is often considered the second most valuable cryptocurrency after Bitcoin. It enables the developers to build decentralized applications on top of their blockchain and create smart contracts. Ethereum network initially used a consensus algorithm called as a proof of work to validate the transactions and get to the blockchain. However, it started using the proof of stake in 2022 with a major transition known as the merge. We have a currency known as Ether, which is exchanged on the Ethereum platform. Ether is a native cryptocurrency of Ethereum network. The smallest amount of Ether is called as the V. 1V is equal to 10 raised to 18. The new Ether is created on the Ethereum ledger with the minting process. A user has to pay Ether to validate their transactions on the blockchain. Ether is the native currency of the Ethereum network. Ether is exchanged on the Ethereum network. The smallest amount of Ether is called as the V. The new Ether is created on the Ethereum ledger with the minting process. A user has to pay Ether to validate their transactions on the blockchain. Ether is minted as a reward for validation and each block proposed. The network awards the Ether to the developer who verifies the transaction and does the work of executing it and committing it to the blockchain. We have a special system in the form of Ethereum Virtual Machine. The Ethereum Virtual Machine is a global virtual computer that allows developers to create smart contracts that are programmed to execute automatically when certain conditions are met. The Ethereum protocol keeps the EVM alive. Nodes communicate with each other and keep themselves aware of the EVM state. We have something called as the Uniswap. Uniswap is a decentralized exchange that allows users to trade the Ethereum. We also have something called as the Compound Finance. Compound Finance is an Ethereum-based decentralized lending and borrowing protocol that allows users to earn interest on their cryptocurrency holdings. Users can also borrow cryptocurrency against the collateral. We have Aave. Aave is an Ethereum-based decentralized lending platforms that enables users to lend or borrow cryptocurrency. These are all apps built on the Ethereum network. We also have the MakerDAO. MakerDAO is built in the Ethereum Decentralized Finance protocol and it allows users to mint and manage the DAI stablecoins. We have Yearn Finance. Yearn Finance is a DeFi yield aggregator for lending platforms used by the users to get the highest possible returns on their investments. It is a decentralized platform with automated yield farming strategies. There are certain developer tools and programming languages for Ethereum, like Solidity. Solidity is used to write smart contracts on the Ethereum network, and its syntax works well with the Ethereum virtual machine. Remix is an open source web-based integrated development environment used for writing, testing, and deploying the smart contracts on the Ethereum network. It is also used to compile and debug the Solidity code. Truffle is used to build the dApps on the Ethereum network. It consists of tools to test, debug, and deploy smart contracts and the development environments. Ganache is used for building a personal Ethereum blockchain for testing the Solidity contracts. It consists of a graphical user interface and a command line interface for interacting with the blockchain. Web3.js is a JavaScript library used by the developers to interact with the Ethereum network and query the blockchain. It can also send the transactions and interact with the smart contracts. Infura is a cloud-based infrastructure used by the developers to connect the apps to the Ethereum network. A set of APIs is used by the developers to access the network and perform various operations. Now, having seen about different details about Ethereum, let's look at the advantages of using Ethereum. It's not controlled by any central authority like Bitcoin. It's less vulnerable to single points of failure. It enables developers to create decentralized applications. A wide range of processes can be automated. Wide range of programming languages can be used to create the applications. And it is interoperable with other blockchains and networks, and hence Ethereum platforms can easily communicate and exchange the data between different platforms. Like advantages, there are certain disadvantages also of using the Ethereum. The scalability limitations can result in slower transaction time, in higher fees during high network activity. Ethereum is not immune to security risk and vulnerable to hacking and other security breaches like other decentralized platforms. Non-technical users may find it difficult to participate in the Ethereum ecosystem, as the Ethereum platform can be complex and require a high level of technical knowledge and expertise. The significant computational power and energy used for Ethereum mining can significantly impact the environment in the long run. The proof-of-stake concept is expected to reduce the energy consumption of the Ethereum network and make it more scalable and sustainable. After Bitcoin, Ethereum, let's look at the Litecoin. Litecoin is a peer-to-peer cryptocurrency that Charlie Lee created in 2011. Litecoin operates on a decentralized blockchain network, allowing a secure and transparent peer-to-peer transaction. Litecoin's blockchain technology is similar to the Bitcoin, but has some key differences. Example, Litecoin uses a shorter block generation time and a different mining algorithm called as a script. Litecoin provides a fast transaction time, incurs low transaction fees, and has a strong community of developers and supporters. Litecoin can be used for business for secure and efficient payment processing and cross-border transactions. Let's look at the development tools and the programming languages for the Litecoin. Developers can build applications on the Litecoin network by various programming languages such as C++, the Python, and the Java. The Litecoin Foundation provides the development resources and tools for the developers. The next cryptocurrency we are going to look at is the Ripple. The Ripple protocol and its cryptocurrency XRP was founded by Chris Larson and Jared McLeod, Ripple Labs Inc. in 2012. XRP was pre-mined by Ripple Labs and hence cannot be mined like some other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Ripple uses a distributed ledger technology called as the XRP ledger. The XRP ledger uses the consensus protocol to verify the transactions. Designated servers play the role of validator and process each transaction based on certain rules. All the transactions are encrypted and cryptography to ensure the integrity of the system. Ripple is a technology company and it provides crypto-enabled solutions for businesses with the use of blockchain and the modern APIs. We have something called RippleNet. The RippleNet network is designed to facilitate cross-border payments and allow the users to quickly access new markets and money globally at a lesser cost. RippleNet is a decentralized network of nodes designed to validate transactions. Banks, payment providers, digital asset exchanges, and corporates are connected through the payment network with RippleNet. Transactions on the network are settled in real time in RippleNet. The faster and cheaper options of the RippleNet protocol makes it an attractive option for the businesses. Ripple XRP can be bought and sold on cryptocurrency exchanges such as the Binance, Coinbase, Bitfinex, Kraken, and more. Ripple XRP can be stored in any cryptocurrency wallet such as the Ledger and Trezor, which are compatible with the Ripple XRP. Next cryptocurrency we are going to look at is the Dogecoin. The Dogecoin is an open source peer-to-peer cryptocurrency created by Billy Marcus and Jackson Palmer in 2013. Dogecoin operates on a decentralized network and utilizes a blockchain technology for storing information in a secure and transparent manner in a public ledger. The transaction is recorded on the blockchain, verified by the miners, and added to as a new block to the blockchain. Dogecoins are created as a reward for the mining process by solving complex mathematical equations. Transaction fees are paid by the users to the miners for verifying the transaction. The Dogecoin uses C++ as a programming language, and the development tools include the Dogecoin Core and the Dogecoin Wallet. The Dogecoin Foundation is a non-profit organization created by the Dogecoin community to provide support for the Dogecoin cryptocurrency and to provide advocacy and support for the Dogecoin project. Dogecoin is effectively used in several real-world applications. The Dogecoin provides various benefits to businesses, such as a reduced transaction costs, increased transparency, ability to transact with customers globally without the need for intermediaries like banks. Dogecoin transactions have low transaction fees, and they are very useful for making micropayment and small transactions. That strong following on social media platforms has helped Dogecoin immensely to increase its visibility and popularity. Dogecoin can be bought and sold on a number of cryptocurrency exchanges such as the Binance, the Coinbase, the Gemini, the Kraken, Robinhood, and the more. Dogecoin can be stored in Dogecoin Core Wallet, Gouda Wallet, Tor Wallet, and Ledger Nano S Hardware Wallet. Thank you.